Thank you very much, Paddy. Next, wonderful efforts in charity fundraising are as ever in the news. A charity fun run raised £50,000 for the East Anglian Children's Hospice Appeal and the Cancer Research Race for Life to take place on late May is to get a musical boost this year. Disabled Sport gets a look in as a generous grant is announced, whilst charity Musical Keys is in the news with a new director being appointed.
A fun run with a difference saw hundreds of people covered in bubbles and foam as they raised at least £40,000 for a new Norfolk hospice. There were 1,800 people taking part in Bubble Rush in Earlham Park, a 5-kilometre fun run which began in a sea of bubbles. There were also four bubble stations en route, with a cannon blasting out coloured foam to create 4-foot-deep bubble baths for the runners to make their way through. The event was organised by the East Anglia's Children's Hospices to raise money for the Nook Appeal, a £10 million campaign to build a new hospice at Framingham Earl. Emma Benstead, Each Norfolk Events fundraiser, said, "We're still counting the money raised at the moment, but the total will be at least £40,000.
8 musicians will be adding a classical twist to Cancer Research UK's Race for Life later this month. The group from All Women Orchestra and Choir are giving up their time and performing to support this year's races in Norwich. They have volunteered to perform on the side of the course to give participants a boost as they make their way round the routes. It will be the first time that a string quartet and a horn quartet have been located at cheering stations around the course. The musicians say they will treat runners to uplifting music to keep them motivated and energised. The kind-hearted musicians will also be fundraising for Cancer Research UK later this year on June the 10th, when they put on a concert that will see 180 strong, all women orchestra and choir perform film soundtracks with a classical twist at St Andrew's Hall in the city. Chrissy Owens, a musician in the group, said, "We are looking forward to playing our part at Race for Life this year. Classical music can be very uplifting and shouldn't be limited to formal settings."
Disabled Sport in Norfolk has been handed its biggest cash boost in a decade after successful bids for almost £335,000 of money from Sport England. The cash will help more than 1,500 disabled adults to get active and pay for research into older people's activity levels as they enter retirement. Active Norfolk applied for 2 lots of funding from the Core Markets Fund, a funding pot that supports projects across England to keep people active after major life changes or transitions, such as leaving school, changing jobs, having a baby, or retiring. The largest award will bring almost £290,000 in funding over 4 years for adult disability sport, which bosses at Active Norfolk said was the most significant level of disability sport funding for the county in the last 10 years. The funding for the On the Move project will help young disabled people that are leaving education and entering adult life to have more quality opportunities to be active, with more than 1,500 disabled people in Norfolk estimated to benefit. The second award for PARTS, that's Physical Activity in Retirement Transitions, sees another £45,000 investment for 1 year to develop new research into older people's physical activity levels as they enter retirement.
A charity which brings music into the lives of people with disabilities and complex needs is entering a new era as a fresh face takes the helm. Norwich-based Musical Keys has been run by Sally Eastick, who was a founder member of the charity for 27 years. But now she is handing over to Edward Maxfield, who has previously worked for North Norfolk MP Norman Lamb. Mrs. Eastwick, aged 70, said, "I've been privileged to work with so many amazing families and organisations since we set up the charity. I've been so well supported by our office team, workshop leaders, volunteers and trustees, past and present. However, We all have to face up to getting older, and I want to pass over the baton while I am still upright and able to offer support to my successor. The charity offers sessions across the county which helps people develop confidence, have fun, and help tune fine motor skills. Alison Ridley from Attlebridge near Taverham takes her 8-year-old son Joseph to a Saturday morning session at City College Norwich every week. Joseph has significant learning disabilities and a speech disorder, amongst other conditions. Mrs. Ridley said, "He loves music. He's not shy or anything. He just loves it. He loves meeting people, and it's something for us to do to get out and about."
Staff from Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service paid poignant tribute to their fallen colleagues for Firefighters' Memorial Day. After a parade on the forecourt at Carrow Fire Station in Norwich, the sounding of an engine siren was followed by a minute's silence at midday to honour the bravery and sacrifices of firefighters who have died on duty. Similar events took place at other Norfolk stations. A list of the 10 Norfolk firefighters and officers who have lost their lives was read out by Norfolk's Chief Fire Officer David Ashworth, the most recent being Station Officer Lee Michael Cushing of North Walsham Fire Station, killed while heading to an incident in 1991. Norfolk County Councillor Margaret Dewsbury said, "The event is also an opportunity to remember the dedication of all our serving firefighters and staff and thank them for their hard work protecting the people of Norfolk."
Our last feature is from a column entitled Weird Norfolk. And indeed, it is rather weird as we hear of the mystery surrounding supposed sightings of UFOs in Norfolk in 1954. The article is read by Alan Shirley.